truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. There's a change at the top for the team at Volvo Group Australia, with Peter Voorhees confirming he's off to run Volvo Trucks North America. In his place will be Martin Merrick, a Volvo veteran of more than 30 years. The changeover will take place in early September and comes after a successful five-year stint as the boss of Volvo, Mack and UD in Australia for Voorhees. Helen Melquist, Senior Vice President of Volvo Trucks International, paying tribute to the outgoing president. She says Peter's been unrelenting in his commitment to service, 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 and his absolute customer-focused approach has been crucial to the group's success in Australia and New Zealand. Martin Merrick, the incoming president's most recent assignment in the Volvo family, has been a Senior Vice President of Retail Development at Volvo Trucks in Sweden. He's previously been the boss of Volvo Truck and Bus in Scotland. Unfortunately, despite the expansion and the use of electric-powered buses in overseas markets, we're yet to see many on Aussie roads. In Europe, China and US cities, it's becoming increasingly likely that the next bus you hail will have an electric powertrain driving the wheels. One of the leading manufacturers of electric city buses in North America is the Volvo-owned Nova Bus, and now it looks as though commuters in the US are likely to see more of them on duty. To gain approval for operators to use US federal funds to purchase buses, they must first pass what's called Federal Transit Administration testing. And the Nova Bus has just done exactly that with a high score of 80% and is the first fully electric bus to gain FTA approval. The bus was put through an array of different safety and reliability tests that including completing the required 24,000 kilometres of real-world use. It also passed stability and braking tests. The Nova Bus LFSE is a 40-foot bus powered by electric motors producing 230 kilowatts. And it boasts a drive range of 40 k's but can be recharged in just 5 minutes using a clever overhead pantograph system. You can check out a photo of that on the Heavy Vehicles website. Eaton might be one of the best-known names in the truck component market. The US business is joining the electric powertrain bandwagon. It's just been announced that Eaton will create a new e-mobility business that will focus on high-voltage electrified vehicle technologies. The new business will hit the ground running with $500 million worth of investment for the next 5 years. It will reportedly deliver intelligent electrification products and solutions to passenger car, commercial vehicle, and off-highway customers. Eaton say e-mobility is poised to capitalize on a global vehicle electrification market projected to grow to 15 million pure battery electric vehicles and another 30 million hybrids from mild to plug-in by 2030. Line haul operators have another option to consider with the new MAN XXL cab arriving in Australia. The new cab option arrives as the MAN D38 continues to gain popularity. MAN's heavy-duty sales are ahead 23.3% compared to the same period last year at the end of June, while VFACTS data shows MAN's having a stellar 2018, with total medium-duty and heavy-duty sales ahead 179%. Now Penske Commercial Vehicles has introduced the MAN XXL cab to the local market, 200mm taller than the XLX cab and almost 500mm taller than the XL cab. The first XXL cab has just been delivered to G1 Logistics. The G1 Prime Mover that was delivered also boasts the new MAN 640 horsepower, 3000 Newton meter Euro 6 compliant engine. Now that engine output is still a little while off being widely available in Australia, according to Penske, but we'll bring you more details on availability as these come to hand. Dealership giants AHG and Daimler Truck and Bus have cut the ribbon on a brand new dealership in Melbourne's West. We got a personal tour of the new Daimler Trucks Laverton dealership last week, came away quite impressed. Located on busy Boundary Road in Truganina, the new dealership sprawls across 11,000 square metres, and there's even more space for further expansion. Costing $30 million, the new dealership will accommodate truck and bus servicing and repairs across 48 bays, while there's space for more than 130 vehicles on the sales forecourt. Three new mobile alcohol and drug testing buses have been deployed in Victoria. A fourth will hit the roads later in the month. Featuring Iveco Metro underpinnings, the buses are a result of a close collaboration between the Aussie, Italian bus and truck manufacturer, Victoria Police and specialist bodybuilder Bramarco Byron Wade. Well, the design, which recently won a Good Design Award, was penned by Cobalt Design. That design called for a shortening of the Iveco Metro chassis down to 10.5 metres, as well as customised body mounting points. Power is provided by a 320 horsepower, 8.9 litre Cummins engine. You can check out more details, including a video of the new Iveco Victoria Police drug and alcohol testing bus at heavyvehicles.com.au.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Noticed all the light commercial vehicles on the roads today? Well, we figured this booming segment of the market needed a new focus. Ute and Van Guide provides unbiased reviews of new utes and vans available on the Australian market. We drive and use these vehicles as they were intended to ensure you get the best information and opinions based on real-world experience before you decide which new ute or van to purchase. And stay up to date with the latest commercial vehicle news too at uteandvanguide.com.au.